Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Crime Fighters. Welcome once again to Crime Fighters. We're now on the 8th episode of our story, Killing Me Softly. In the last episode, Aida and Samia convinced Dr. Dundu to test samples of water and soil at Dongela Maji for lead. They suspect that the Simba Metals refinery is dumping lead waste in the environment instead of disposing of it safely. Samia, who's a journalist, has been researching a radio report about the illegal pollution. She wants to make sure the local people are informed about the dangers and risks they're exposed to. In this episode entitled Missing, let's join Tonka, Aida's former boss, on his way to work.
Oh, I hate the morning traffic. Even in this little village, it's just not moving. Drive faster, idiot, or go back home and sleep.
It's 8 o'clock, and here's today's top story on Channel 1. Lead poisoning in Dongela Maji. Our colleague Samia Kwake exposes the company behind a massive environmental pollution scandal.
What?
She brought two guests with her in the studio.
You're joking.
They will tell you everything about it. Hello, Samia.
Hello. Residents of Dongela Maji, particularly young children, have been falling sick with a range of mysterious symptoms. The doctors have been puzzled, wondering what the cause could be. Health expert Dr. Dundu took a closer look and carried out a number of tests. Dr. Dundu, please share your findings with us.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. After carrying out tests on water from the river and some soil samples taken from a children's playground,
how dare he speak to the media?
I discovered that they were heavily contaminated with lead. It's a very toxic metal, but you can't see the poison with the naked eye. I concluded that this could very well be the reason why we've had so many illnesses and even fatalities.
For every penny.
Aida Kabange, a former employee of the Simba Metals refinery, is also with us in the studio. Aida, please tell us what you observed during your time there.
Well, I always used to wonder why some of the top managers wore protective clothing whenever they came to work. Now I know it's because the place is full of toxic lead dust.
You said your former boss told you where the company dumps the waste
of her mind.
Yes. That's even worse. They've been dumping the lead waste in the river and in the children's playground, which means they're endangering not just the factory workers, but everyone in the area. My own son is sick. He's now receiving treatment for lead poisoning.
We asked Simba Metals to comment on the allegations, but they denied any wrongdoing and refused to make any further comment. But can they refute this overwhelming evidence? We will go on reporting about this until the truth comes out. We will keep you informed on Channel 1, so stay tuned. My name is Samia Kwake.
Fine.
Goodbye.
If war is what they want, then war is what they will get.
Samia Kwake reporting for Channel 1. As you can hear, I'm standing in the midst of hundreds of angry residents of Dongela Maji. They've all come out to protest after hearing our report on how the environment is being poisoned by lead waste from the Simba Metals refinery. It's a company that has transformed the lives of many for the better and worse. I see a young girl over here. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Bahati.
How old are you, Bahati?
I'm 15.
Why did you join the demonstration?
I joined it because I want Simba Metals to stop harming us with this dangerous metal.
Have you or any of your family members been affected?
Yes, I've got a younger brother who's ill. The doctors have just discovered it's because he has a lot of lead in his body. They say it probably got inside him while he was playing in the playground.
Thanks for sharing with us, Bahati. We wish your brother a quick recovery. We have another protester here. Sir, what's your name and why did you come to march today?
My name is Nundi. My wife and I were expecting our first child. But sadly, we lost her. Now we understand that lead poisoning could have caused her to miscarry.
Let's find out from the specialist, Dr. Dundu. Is it true that lead poisoning can cause a pregnant woman to lose her baby?
Absolutely. Studies have revealed that lead not only causes high blood pressure in pregnant women, it can also lead to miscarriages. Babies born to a mother with lead poisoning will very probably be born either too small or prematurely.
Down with all the poison!
Down! Down with all the poison!
Time to talk to the person who spearheaded this flash protest, Ida Kabange. Ida, what do you hope to achieve with this march?
We want the truth, and we want justice. Simba Metals has to stop dumping lead in the environment and dispose of it safely. It should compensate all the families that have been affected by lead poisoning. It must pay for all the medical bills related to this toxic metal.
Thank you, Ida. This is Samia Kwake reporting live from Dongola Maji for Channel 1.
Down with Simba Metals!
Down! Down with poisonous lead!
Down! Down with poisonous lead!
Down! Down! Down with Tonka!
Down! Down! Down with Tonka!
Down! Down! Tonka must go!
Imbachi, I had no idea you were sick because of lead.
Nor did I, Bambe. Dr. Dundu says the treatment is going well, though. I need to keep eating a balanced diet, so he's put me on one with a lot of calcium, iron, and vitamin C.
What kind of food is that?
Things like broccoli and beans, fish, such as salmon and sardines, and fruit like oranges and pears. Nuts, too. Cashews, for example. My doctor says this kind of food will help my body recover from the lead poisoning.
I'm really scared that I could have been poisoned too.
Yeah, you know what? That rash you have could be because of lead. You were swimming in that poisoned river too. Why don't you go and get tested?
Does it hurt?
Bambe, don't be a sissy. It's just a little prick. Then they take a little blood. It's not painful at all.
Hey! Watch where you're going! Ah!
That will teach you not to open your mouth without permission.
Why did you slap me?
Yes, why did you slap my friend? Ow! Ow! What's wrong with you? What have we ever done to you?
That should teach you not to repeat your friend's mistake. Which of you is Imbachi? I'll ask one more time. Otherwise, you're both coming with me. Do you see this?
He has a knife. Imbachi, let's run.
Yeah. Ah, so you are Imbachi. My little friend aren't going anywhere.
I'm out of here.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Help. Bambe. Wait. Help. Help.
That will stop your screaming. Let's go. Go. Go.
And on this dramatic note, we wrap up episode 8 of Killing Me Softly. Who was this man and why did he kidnap Imbachi? Will Ida get to see her son again? The stakes have risen. Don't miss the next episode to find out what happens. One thing is sure, Samia's reports about lead poisoning in the environment will start trouble at the Simba Metals refinery.
Tell us the truth, Tonka.
Yes, tell us.
You've all heard the lies being peddled by the wife of a former employee, now unfortunately deceased, and by my own former secretary. I categorically reject these slanderous and malicious reports, which seek to damage the reputation and integrity of this company.
But our children are sick. Yes. Our animals are dying. They found lead everywhere in Dongola Maji.
To listen again to this episode or any of the previous ones, simply visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. Join us on Facebook too to discuss the drama with others. Until next time, stay safe.